Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on Wikicuriosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor. Coming to you live from the Wikicuriosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode of Behind the Screen of the Week. I am your host, Dan. Joining me in the studio tonight is lovely Miss Angel. The lovely Miss Angel.
Hello.
We have Ann.
Hello.
And Austin. And joining us from his studio in the great state of Michigan is Alex.
Hello.
And special guest, Joby.
Hello.
And you can join us as well. All you got to do is call in 718-664-9735. Again, 718-664-9735. And I'll bring you directly into the studio with us. You can also catch us on the live stream on Facebook. Just go up into the search bar on your Facebook, type in Behind the Screen Radio Show. It'll be the first one that pops up. Click like, share, and follow. That way you can be kept up to date on everything going on in Behind the Screen world. You can also check out the live feeds that we have. Also head on over to Wikicuriosity Media's Facebook page. Give them a like, share, and follow. Be kept up to date on everything going on there. From the Facebook page, you can hit up the website, www.wickedcuriosity.wixsite.com/WCmedia. Hold on, I'm trying some things real quick. On the website, you can...
Got it. I muted. No, you're not.
Hold on. Sorry. We're trying something new here. And...
I muted the line.
Okay.
No.
Somebody's still not muted. You're muted. I'm muted. She muted.
I am.
Am I muted? No, I'm not.
You're not.
That's the screen.
I can see that.
I thought I was there.
Right
we go.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay, live's back.
All right.
I was not gonna
now we're good to go. All right.
Just so the live knows, I fucking muted you so you didn't have to be subjected to that.
Okay, are we back?
Yeah.
Good to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were extra echoey for a second.
That was if horseradish was a noise.
It's okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I could not have described
news.
That better myself.
Look, I was trying to get us all on video so that we can see
I'm
going to
put this out there, though. This would be super cool if we could do our live feed with the same, like, where you see all of us.
I was going to say, I was really hoping no one else could see us right now.
No, it's just us.
I didn't know if I was supposed to, like, look normal.
Well, we're going to have to figure that out somehow. Anyway, website, www.wikicuriosity.wixsite.com/WCmedia. On the website, you can check out pictures of us, all of your friends, all of the hosts, and all of the good people here on Wikicuriosity Media. You can also check out our blogs, all of our shows, and all that good stuff. Everything that has to do with Wikicuriosity Media. You can also go and check out You know, previous shows. There's a link there for you to go check out all of our previous shows. You can also hit up our YouTube channel, which is Curiosity Media. On the YouTube channel, we've got some videos of us, an interview with Contraband Games.
Yeah.
And some of our shows that we did a practice run uploading, and we're still trying to work some of that, some of those kinks out. But here soon, we'll have all of our live feeds uploaded to YouTube so that you can check us out.
You
tell
trying to do it quietly.
I can tell you
something
quietly. Just do it. Just open it.
Like a mandate.
Oh, I didn't mind
being
quiet.
There you go. There's your dinner. Okay.
When I
want to eat dinner while we're on the air.
I've run the live.
I run the show.
Can I just point out that I did not realize. So I see Austin every day. I know how long his hair is going. He's got the typical. He definitely has the native hair. He's got very thick hair, minus the curls. I really don't know. I mean, I have curls. I'm guessing we get it from the Irish side because my grandma had curly hair.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, my mother doesn't, and neither does, like, most of the natives in our family. They have, like, the long, straight, thick, like, native hair. Like,
my.
Austin has thick native hair that's super curly.
Yeah.
And is now very, very, very long.
Yeah.
And in case nobody knows, so Alex, who is our long-distance host from Michigan, is my stepson. We don't use that word, but just to clarify.
He's our son.
He's our son.
Yeah. He has...
Your son from another mother.
He has his dad's ginger hair. And
Very straight ginger hair.
But here's the thing. I don't see him often. Except when he comes to visit, like, I'm stepmom. It's cool. He doesn't text me all freaking day. Like, I don't see him. And I'm now seeing him. Austin sees him on, on Friday nights when we play our game. So
yeah.
I hear him all the time. But I have not seen him in months. And I am seeing how long his fucking hair is right now. And I'm like, whoa!
Yeah, it's gotten pretty long.
Oh, my God! So long.
Just a little bit.
I mean, why are you getting about there?
No.
Oh, my God.
As long as I've ever had. As long as I've ever seen.
Okay.
He said no. As long as I've ever seen. Yeah.
It is the longest that it's been, though, since you guys were kids.
Yeah.
You only have, like, two people that come over here that are on the guy's side with long hair, which is me and Austin.
This is the longest it's been, period.
Yeah, you need to, like, fluff yours and make it all. When Austin washes his hair and it air dries, like, he has the most luxurious. I'm freaking jealous, okay? He has the curls from me, but he has the longest, most luxurious, spirally curls, and I'm like, what the fuck? My hair is getting thinner and sad and old, and his is like this.
Let me tell you, though. They got the engine problem.
Engine problem.
Thick, coarse, curly, dark, thick hair is the worst combination.
It is, because he is now actually...
thick with the can.
No, he's like called war on my drainage pipes.
That's not true.
It is so true.
I cleared that drainage thing that you used to have over it.
Uh-huh.
And then also, whenever it was taken away, I don't put it down the drain. And I brush my hair.
It still goes down the drain.
It does.
I brush my hair 3 times beforehand.
Uh-huh.
That shit's you guys.
It's
that,
not.
That's,
I don't have coarse hair.
That's the cat over here.
No. I don't know what I... Okay, so Austin used a snake on our drain, and we have a trap, which I didn't know about, which is cool, but we have a trap on our drain, so, like, most of it doesn't actually go down, and you can't get a snake down it, which is shitty, but whatever. He wouldn't clean it off. Like, he was ready just to throw the snake away.
It was old.
And he was like, we should just buy a new one. So I stood there and I cleaned it off. I'm just going to tell you now, that most of the hair was dark. And my hair is bleached. Her hair is bleached. And blonde.
But you can tell which one is mine because it's all blonde and then at the very end it just goes completely dark.
Although,
it was all one fucking color because
yours
is translucent and mine's dark.
No, you can tell.
No matter what, it's going to look dark.
It was going to be dark. But Ann and I just had a conversation like a week ago about how I don't have like a lot of front gray hair, right? So I took a shower. I did some self-care the other day. I did a mask and some pore cleansing and like I used her argan oil on my hair. Like I was just trying to like feel better, right? So I'm standing there and I brush my hair out. I'm like, maybe I could wear it down. My hair's sad, but I run my fingers through it because there's this one that's so... Thankfully, it's silver. I have silver hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going gray. It's going silver. However, I had one silver hair that, like, popped out in front of my eye, and I was like, nah, motherfucker. Yank that shit out.
Hey, Alex.
Not yet.
Alex.
Yes.
You hear that?
No.
That was your fortune.
I don't understand what's going on here.
For what does Confucius say?
What is the fortune?
What does Confucius say?
Travel with an open heart and positive expectations.
That is.
Well, see, now, the cookie literally just told you to travel.
There we go.
No, that was his fortune.
Oh.
He needs to travel.
Yeah, he needs to travel.
No.
You're not going nowhere.
No. Mm-hmm. We'll go to Oklahoma later.
It's not saying where. I will walk to
Oklahoma?
I broke more. No. I would not willingly go to the Meth Head State.
Shut
that
the front door.
That
you're already there.
Tennessee's the Meth Head State. Especially
yeah, Oklahoma.
There's a
poor state.
There's a lot of
cocaine here. State.
There's a lot of cocaine here.
There's a lot of things here.
There's definitely a lot.
And heroin.
Yeah.
Right, so it's Sunday.
It is.
How was everybody's week?
It's good. Is I?
Stressful.
I kind of agree with Mr. Joey. Kind of stressful.
Yeah.
Sucks for y'all. My week is all right. I'm just kidding. Sorry for your guys' stressful week.
I had two papers to write this week.
You did, and they were longer papers.
They were long papers. They were 7-page papers.
We had a lot of banquets where I work, like full of 50-plus people.
Gross.
On Wednesday, there was 2, like, banquets going on at the same time.
Gross.
And it was...
That's a lot of air breathing.
It was
like, raw.
A lot of mouth breathers.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah. The banquet rooms were full, upstairs was full, and downstairs, and also the patio.
I would have had to triple mask it.
They started doing, like, that bar mitzvah, giant circle dance on the second floor.
Well, no, because bars and stuff, I believe, are going back to normal hours now.
Yep. Yeah, Knox County is, we all know the stance of our exultant leader, Glenn Jacobs. He probably should have just stuck to the fucking wrestling mat than trying to lead a fucking county. And did the
mask mandate.
Everything.
Yeah.
So I am one of those people that gets the side eye when I go in somewhere that clearly has signs on the door still.
Yeah.
Businesses still have the right to say, hey, we need you to wear a mask.
Yeah.
So I do.
Yeah.
Also because I'm not stupid or rude. But now there's a lot more people that are in there without masks giving me dirty looks. And I'm just like, I'm just trying to shop. Like, fuck you. Yeah. What do you care? I'm really judging somebody. I'm not judging you. I'm just staying away from you.
Yeah.
I'm at the point right now with annoyance and boredom. That I'm either going to go into a place with, like, a megaphone over my mouth for the breath to go further, or I'm going to wear a ninja mask and made out of masks. I'm deciding which one.
The mask ninja.
I've never lived in a place because I have family and friends in all sorts of states, and whether they believe in them or not, each state is so different in how they react to people. 90% of people in Tennessee are not getting a vaccination because they don't believe in it. Great. But then the same 90% of people are like, fuck masks. Like,
what?
It makes my, I have, like, winter eye.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck? Wear it or shoot it up. I don't care, but
big
stop.
Does what?
And then, you know, I know Michigan was, holy cow, you guys were doing pretty bad there for a little bit, Alex.
Yeah, up here, I mean, people wear the mask and they do what they're supposed to. But if you go to, like, certain stores, like I went into Lowe's the other day, and it was maybe me and two other people that were wearing masks. Everybody else just didn't care.
Which is weird because Michigan was, like, on the verge of another lockdown.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess people just stopped caring up here.
No. People have stopped caring everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have
saying,
not,
because... Like, people were, like, die hard up here. Like, if you didn't wear a mask, then you were, like, a zombie. But now it's like, whatever. Who cares?
Well, I think something that I find funny is... none of it, but I just think it's funny because so many states have reacted so differently to the rules, and we don't really know what to think anymore. You know, they say, hey, this state is like a huge hotspot. Michigan was huge a couple weeks ago when I was watching the thing. Michigan and actually our county was doing the worst, and I believe it. And I was like, but I'm going to continue to wear the mask. I'm okay with it because, quite honestly, I have resting bitch face, and it hides that a lot, and I can smile with my eyes faking. I like that. All you mouth breathers, honestly, you can suck it because I would rather just hide my face than hate you from afar.
Like pandemic.
And I actually want you to breathe on me anyway. But so it's really not even about COVID anymore. Like, I just am fine with it. I'd rather you not breathe on me. I have a germ issue. It's not a COVID issue. It's a germ issue. Like, I really don't actually want to breath on me.
New trend. Lingerie face mask.
We already have those.
We have
that.
Lace.
That was a big thing. Like, was it 2-3 months ago? This lady came out with these these mesh face masks made out of lace and mesh and, like, lacy. And she was like, fuck it, I'm wearing a mask. But there was literally nothing.
Like, the ones where it's just like diamonds?
Yeah, like, okay.
But it's extremely breathable.
Yeah.
I can breathe with it on.
You can
it
tear
is,
it, off your
it
hair
is.
I saw
the, and I'm sure some of you guys saw the picture on Facebook.
Nope.
Austin.
The band. The people playing in the band, they were sitting.
Oh my god, yes.
And they had the face masks on, but there was an opening in the mouth where they could play.
Oh yes.
Bless their whole hearts. Like our 12-year-old was like, I want to play in the band, and I put it theater. And I was like, how does that work? Like, how do they be in a band during a pandemic? Like, what's gonna happen? He was like, you didn't see. They have openings in their mouth, and I was like,
right? Percussion.
What?
Everybody knows the percussionist, Scott.
I want to get a 90s pajama one with a butt flap, but for the face.
Okay, so where I work, they do live entertainment. It used to be just Thursdays with low capacity, but now it's Thursday through Sunday.
Uh-huh. Do they have an opening in the mouth?
No, they don't even wear fucking masks. And it's so stupid. Like, everyone else in the restaurant that is, like, standing wears masks, but if they're, like, still eating, they obviously don't.
Well, I mean, I've been in a restaurant.
You want them to play through a mask?
Well,
you
know
how hard it is to already play through a tuba?
On a stage. So, on a stage, like, they're obviously more than 6 feet apart. So,
yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. And I thought
so you're like walks across.
Well, Dan and I went to dinner. I went to lunch with a friend. And thankfully, you know, okay, so not so much dinner with Dan. That restaurant was pretty packed. It was really uncomfortable. Like I was legit like hot and sweating because we were sat in like a little table in the middle of the restaurant, and so like the booths were all against us, and then there were tables before us and after us, and so it was like being in the middle of everybody, and it was really crowded. They weren't spacing anything out, and it was the first time we've been out in over a year. That was really uncomfortable. It was really nerve-wracking, actually. But when I went to lunch, it was a little hole-in-the-wall Mexican restaurant, and they were very careful. Like, they didn't see anybody near anybody.
Right.
And you take your mask off, and we were in a booth, so, like, there was that, but a wall around us. You take your mask off, and you're comfortable. That was pretty nice. So, I mean, I as much as anybody else, I want things back to normal. But at the same time, like, I don't trust the media, and I don't trust other people's germs.
Like, the pandemic's going to be over, and they say we don't have to wear masks.
I'll still be wearing a fucking mask. I don't care. Look, at the end of the day, the mask hides the mean face.
Look, it becomes a fashion statement at this point.
Yeah, I don't care. I like my mask. I'm used to it.
It's a fashion statement at this point. It's a fashion choice.
Yeah, and it sucks, because all the other fashion statements have at last, like, 3 months.
This one's been like a whole year.
Yeah, I'm ready for the new one.
Okay, so we all know that yesterday was supposed to be a pretty big day,
mm-hmm.
right? Saw some things today. Was a little, I mean, was not surprised. So it seems like where we saw a lot of the concern
mm-hmm.
was not like just walking down the street or coming out of work or, you know what I mean?
Right.
So there's a lot of activity on Tinder.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And
yeah.
luring people to places
yeah.
and then assaulting them, which is unfortunate. And ladies, I just want to remind you that can literally happen at any time. That wasn't,
mm-hmm.
this, you know, yeah, yesterday was stupid and was ignorant, but it is a stark reminder that when you meet people on the internet and you're in an unsafe place, I'm not saying it's anybody's fault. I'm not victim shaming. So shut up. But be safe.
Be smart about things.
Yeah. yeah. Always meet in a restaurant or somewhere very, very public. Never meet somebody in a private place or in their home. It doesn't have to be a day of the year.
Yeah.
Let us not forget
public
the
area.
Right. Let us not forget the Craigslist. Let's not do that.
That's what my driving instructor used to tell us. Like, he would, like, hard press it on the females, but he said if, like, our car broke down or anything, go to a public
absolutely. Very well lit. Do not go into a shopping center where everybody is closed.
Yeah. Choosing like a public area for like dates. A lot of bars and stuff do offer like a co-drink for if you think your date's going south. Like I think Hooters does like the angel shot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just be very well. And the bigger aspect of it is be well aware of your environment. Like, we're women. We're not stupid. If you get a hinky vibe from the person that you're texting, don't fucking meet them because you feel obligated. Don't do it. And if you just are that hard up for some D, then meet them at a bar.
Some D or some P.
I'm just saying, like, don't be stupid. Don't put yourself in a situation. I am not victim shaming, but do not put yourself in a situation where ignorance can occur because there's nobody else around.
I'm not shaming.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. And as for yesterday, every person that participated in the ignorance of yesterday, fuck you. I hope you get castrated. I don't even know why.
Hope you get the case.
Yeah.
And die.
Hope Loki finds you on your best day.
Yeah.
Every single person on Tinder can be fake.
Every single person. Oh, yeah. They can upload. Listen, I have created, not proud of it, I have created fake profiles on social media, and it doesn't take much to find a picture you like and create a person. It just doesn't. Don't be stupid.
Don't be dumb.
My real profile looks like that. I don't have a serious picture for
it. Well, I'm just going to put it out there. My burner profile was a person of a darker skin pigment with a much different name. And it worked, and it got through a lot of things. Never used it to, like, date men, but spy on other people? Yeah, certainly did. Not going to lie. Army wife. Like, when a whole person creates a group just to hate you and five other white people,
yeah.
Like, you're going to be smarter than them and create a profile so you can go in and spy on them and know what they're saying.
At what point does it become an impersonating fraud?
You're going to be listening to
this. I've not been. If they were still running with it, I would still be in the group.
Yeah, I remember you said it wasn't that hard to get into that.
No, it really wasn't. All she saw was the color, and that's the worst part. Like, all she saw was the color of my skin. I was like, okay. All right.
No questions asked.
Did they stop posting about you?
What?
Did they ever stop posting about you?
Yeah, I mean, after I moved, after they got, her husband got kicked out of housing.
You should make one little post about it.
That group is actually a church now. it's been going strong for 5 years.
Yeah.
5 plus years.
Yeah, yeah. There was a group. Army wives are so freaking insane. So after that group kind of like chilled out, husband, like, he got in a lot of trouble. You should not lay hands on other people's wives. It's not cool. You will get arrested, and then you will get kicked out of housing. Even if she instigates it, makes you do it.
Oh, was it you that did it?
Yeah, it totally did. So there was a group on Facebook. It was nothing but initials. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there because she don't care. One of my best friends from Army life, her name is Maggie, and she's very opinionated. She's never scared to say what she thinks. And I admire that about her. Like, she truly gives zero fucks about what anybody thinks of her. So there's a whole group, and it was WPMBIC. Who put Maggie Baker in charge? Was the whole name of the group.
I remember that, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
And it was very active for a long time. I sat in there as myself. I didn't even care. It was fun. I kind of miss that. At least it was exciting. People in Tennessee are boring.
Hashtag on white flies.
Oh.
We should write in our contract that we're not allowed to dox people.
No, I don't think anybody was ever doxed, thankfully. But there was a lot of shit talking. What?
You don't know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
That's okay.
I know what doxing is. I'm not stupid.
Well, you just did it.
Saying her name is not doxing. Yes, giving out her address would be doxing.
No, because there could be a million. I forgot their
name.
There's a thousand
out there. Yeah.
I was already forgot the name, so I mean. Yeah.
Those people.
Yeah.
You mean like those people?
That sounds like a very...
Half hour. That's
like a racist. So that sounds like a very, like, stereotypical name. There's like a million of those out there. I can drive down the road and probably find one.
To her credit, she has Mean Girl, like, locked up under her belt. I wouldn't want to cross her.
So real quick, before we go on break, because we have one of them here.
A Mean Girl?
No.
Oh, damn.
No. Josh fight.
Oh my god.
You did not win.
I did not win. It was some little kid who won.
He was a five-year-old.
Kid.
Yes.
That won.
The Josh Swain fight.
We have real little Josh Swain here.
Which he would have been 3 years old when that was formed.
Yeah.
His because
parents
this
were,
has
like,
been accumulating for years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think they canceled it last year, didn't they?
Yeah,
they canceled
because
of COVID.
It.
Yeah,
of COVID, and they were like, "Hey, we're gonna reschedule."
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it was all over Facebook today.
All over.
Yeah.
Did you participate?
I was in Nebraska.
You didn't go.
It was an actual physical.
Yeah, it was
gathering.
Yeah.
Josh
yeah.
Sway. They were inviting
us.
Did you not
take
a picture?
Yeah.
I saw one.
It
was two states away. Like, it's 1,000, it was literally 1,000 miles away.
Yeah.
Yeah, we calculated
it.
It was how long it would take for him to get there on a bike, how long it would take for him to walk there. It takes 13 days to walk there, in case you were wondering.
14.
14.
Yeah, it takes 4 days to bike.
If you would have left early in the week.
But a bus can't take you there.
What?
Yeah. And it would take 16 hours to drive.
So you just put your bike in front of a bus to get as close as you can and then bike the rest of the way.
Yeah, there was no bus route that went straight there, apparently.
Like, my thing is, with that, I was like, I mean, I already identify as Jovi, like, out in public. Like, only those who have known me for a long time call me by Josh.
But it's still kind of cool that, I mean, this was something that was started, what, 2 years ago? Yeah. But, and it's from my perspective, it's really cool to bring people together because
it was in my calendar.
Yeah.
How many people actually made friends while they were there?
Oh yeah,
probably everyone.
Like all of them.
Yeah.
Who knows how many of them have been texting to prepare to fight?
Right.
Somebody had to make it.
Yeah.
Which means that
Josh Wayne prepared the group chat was like and said, "I assume why we're all here."
Yeah. And the people had to have planned the event. Because they all had, the same weapons, and they had, a planned day, and other people were there.
Yeah, not everyone decided to bring pool noodles.
No, I mean, you know, I'm sure they had a bunch of pool noodles people brought,
boxes.
I saw a guy that showed up with pool noodles attached to a drill, and he was spinning. It was the coolest thing ever. I had my money on that guy.
I want to know the one Josh Swain who's 60 years old, who was off in the distance, with three AK-47s, it was like, this was a very different fight.
Not expected.
I was expecting a different
fight. You told me to prepare.
There's a Josh Swain a mile away with a pool noodle sniper. Like, picking you guys up one at a time.
He just has like a Barrett, and it's just a pool noodle as a suppressor.
Count-ish.
But I think it's cool that a five-year-old won the title of Josh Swain.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think probably the youngest one there.
Right. I think they changed the thing from this many people in the U.S. are named Josh, and now it just says one.
Yeah.
Like, one Josh.
The rest of you are all imposters.
That's so cool.
All you other Josh Wins are actually kind of sus.
Some CIA agent changed the entire American format for that. He was a Josh Swain.
He was a Josh Swain and lost. Was like, fucking, I got him. Change this shit,
goddammit. Alright, so we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the new Mortal Kombat movie. We'll be right back.
Behind the screen, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. If you would like to join us, you can call in 718-664-9735. Again, 718-664-9735. That'll bring you directly into the studio with us. You can also hit us up on our Facebook Live. We're on Behind the Screen Radio Show. Just check us out. If you would like to, you know, say something on the Facebook Live channel, just type it in and we will either get back with you on the Facebook Live channel or on Facebook or on the air. Yeah. Who are you laughing at?
You.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted by all the cool new things we're doing tonight.
You might want to turn it off, but I load you slow.
Okay, I'll turn it off. Goodness.
Okay.
Oh, doggone it. All right. So tonight, we are talking the new Mortal Kombat movie that just came out Friday. It's brand new, of course, obviously. But it's got a lot of, like, really no-name actors in it, and even the director. This is literally his first feature-length movie that he has directed, and he has produced. So, so for being a... You know,
sounds like you're digging yourself a hole.
What's happening?
No, I'm getting everybody back on track.
No, I was doing my job. I was reading the fun fact.
You're reading something.
There's actually, so in the last two movies we've done, there's not been a whole lot of fun facts, and so there's where normally I'm looking at like 20 to 25. There's 73.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so I was trying to like skim through them real quick.
Okay.
You're gonna age well, son.
Watch this.
If it makes you feel better, my phone doesn't do that stuff. Like, I can't find any filters. There's nothing. There's a camera button, a hang-up button, a mute button, and an add button.
You
gotta double tap it on your... I did tap on mine. That's you.
No, you gotta double tap it again. Tap it again.
You gotta tap on your screen.
Because you all can't see us,
I know what the doxing is.
So the movie of the week, on Facebook.
So we're actually trying something new this week. Within the studio, we've got all of the hosts on a Facebook Live feed. Not the Facebook Live feed, but on a Facebook video chat. The fuck? And everybody's messing around with the filters. Because apparently this is a...
Because we're children! Give us a break!
Ding, 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 ding.
Nothing else is funny to us anymore.
More talk
about... I feel like this was a bad idea.
Don't you hang up.
I feel like this was a really bad idea. Especially with your hand. Put your hand up. Stop. Stop.
What?
Stop.
What?
Stop messing with the filter so we can get on with the show.
Just talk. I'm just looking.
The show must go on. God damn. Stay hydrated.
Okay.
Really? Anyway, the movie tonight, Mortal Kombat. Has anybody paid attention?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Fully paying attention.
Who is that?
All I can hear is you because I can't see you.
Movie of the Night, Mortal Kombat,
oh,
yes.
Shit.
Okay. So this was actually produced by the director that we talked about on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and done by his production company, Atomic Robots.
Which was weird to see at the beginning of the movie.
What's that?
Which was weird to see at the beginning of the movie because I've never heard of them.
Right. And I'm sure we've seen seen it before, just really never paid attention. It just stood out to us because we talked about it on Wednesday. So
you still are killing me.
Oh, man, what the fuck? I'm so glad you don't actually look like that in real life.
I was fully with
you
everyone.
You poor grandbabies, too.
Oh, God.
I was fully with everyone. Alex, why are you distracted?
Alex, why are you the only one with
like a bunch of
you and Daniel. Dan,
I'm going to have to cut out the filters.
I like the little dragon.
anyway, moving on.
Yes, sir.
So, this movie centered around...
Austin turned into Kenny. From South Park.
Oh my God, they killed Kenny.
This would be a lot funnier if they could actually see us.
I think they love your slow descent into madness. Well, we all just fucking laugh hysterically.
You know what's even worse is that I'm so tired and old. I have my phone perched on top of my computer. I keep trying to hit shit with my mouth.
You try to change shit on your phone with your mouth.
What's all about?
Listen, Anne, now the filters are getting kind of funny.
I have a piece of corn. Look at the cheese. Where's the bottom of me?
Quit showing the bottom to people.
Okay, I'm going to turn my filter off so I can be a good girl. And again, I tried it with my mouth, so shut up.
Baby red. Potion Stella.
Remember that show that you used to watch? What is that called? With Bobby Rotten?
I remember the movie.
Lazy Town.
That's
yeah.
You, right now.
Fucking Sportacus.
I'm Robbie Ryan. We are never white.
All right, I'm good. At least they're making a funny show for other people.
But they can't see shit.
No, but they can hear how stupid we are.
Piccolo. We're very off track.
That's what I found, y'all.
Shit.
What are you doing?
I'm drawing a little peen.
Peen?
Nice. I don't
want to
see the whole
world. This show doesn't have an hour in me.
You can't tell me I'm not doing so fucking good right now.
She's drawing a peen. With her face.
With my nose. What the fuck's on the bottom of it?
Do you want to know?
Look at it.
Inappropriate.
It's going away now.
No, no.
No, I've lost it.
Alex looks like the sad, disappointed parent.
We have two.
Yes.
One is the parent, and the other
to
is
be
the
fair,
child.
I turned
and the other one is trying
off.
Not to laugh.
I was good. I just had a dragon friend. I wasn't even being stupid.
Yeah, guys. Get serious.
I drew a penis in my nose.
Can't
say
that.
Okay.
Not
stop.
So more to call.
Well, Joey didn't actually need to watch the movie.
Yeah, you're gonna get spoilers, sorry.
I don't care.
You are. I would say to watch it though. Alex, did you get a chance to watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes. I watched it last night.
Are we ready?
I'm totally ready.
I've been ready. We've been talking about Mortal Kombat this entire time. I think you've just been in a fever dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. You know what I did like about it was that, and Austin and I talked a little bit earlier today about the movie.
Yeah.
I did like that a good portion of it was in Chinese and Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And that they really incorporated that into it.
Yeah, well, so...
That part was confusing for me, like, in the beginning. Because the subtitle said Chinese, and then the other guy was talking in Japanese. And then it finally clicked. These guys don't understand what they're saying to each other.
Right.
So, Hanzo Hisashi, not Hanzo, Bi-Han, who is Sub-Zero. He started out as Bi-Han. He's Chinese. He speaks both Chinese and Japanese.
Yeah, so he knew.
Right. Hanzo only speaks Japanese. And I really like how they incorporated the backstory between Bi-Han and Hanzo.
I always thought that Sub-Zero was the hero of the whole story. Like, I thought he was the guy that got screwed over.
No.
I never got that backstory. So I always kind of thought, well, ice powers, he's blue, he's a good guy. The other guy's from hell.
He's a bad guy.
Scorpion. So I always thought he was the bad guy. Turns out I was...
It's completely wrong.
The other way around.
Yeah.
Sub-Zero massacred.
Yeah.
Plan.
Yeah, it confused me. It was at the very beginning of the movie
mm-hmm.
when the baby starts crying.
Yeah.
When the little boy is like, I'm going to go check on my sister.
Yeah.
But it was a boy.
No, it was a girl.
It was a girl.
Yeah. Cole Young was not the baby.
Okay.
That was like 1600.
Okay.
That was feudal Japan.
Okay, so she...
Yeah, Raiden took the baby into safety, and then she became, like, the new, like, restart.
I think that they could have... They could have explained that a little better.
They could have done a time jump with that.
Yeah,
but,
so that was really confusing to me, because I was like, I thought it was a girl.
Well, they did.
Like,
where the hell
was the boy?
They explained that part of the, like, that part of the movie for me. It was over-explained. They explained it three different times. Because Raiden takes the baby.
Yeah.
And then we know that he is a descendant of that child. And then there's a cutscene, backstory cutscene, where he's taking the child to a cave full of people.
Yeah.
Really? So how did I miss that? I literally watched the whole thing.
She didn't.
No, I thought
I didn't see him taking the baby to a cave.
Well, I think that's in like some of the YouTube videos, actually.
No, I watched it.
No, that was in the movie.
Was it?
Absolutely missed that 100%.
I watched one trailer for this movie.
I'm not sure what part it was in, but
it was in there.
It was after Raiden takes him to the temple. Like, he's there, and he's like, why am I special? And he's like, it's because you are a descendant of this person. Unlike these other people, he was asking why he was born with it.
Yeah.
Whereas all these other people...
I remember that part.
Yeah.
I don't remember a flashback to...
Well, that's when it happened.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
You have to watch it again.
Thank you, Godfather, and everybody else for texting, because I completely missed that part.
We'll probably watch it again tonight. But I like how... Cole Young was a character that they brought in specifically for the movie. He's not a Mortal Kombat...
Character? Not at all?
Yeah, that confused me, too, because... I thought he was going to morph into Scorpion, and then I thought it was going to be that, but then it wasn't that. And then I looked up who is Cole, like, in the games, and I got no answers.
Which is weird, because he has a pretty cool power.
It's the trope of video games. It's the trope of video game movies.
They created a whole new character now, and he'll be the next one.
Yeah, which is both good and bad for the movie. It's really good for the movie because it gives the movie more essence to it. It builds a story onto a video game that was literally just fighting.
But the video games had, I think their story was shit.
Some of the newer games, all of them had story.
They had little cutscenes between each fighter you go through explaining more of the story.
So the console games.
The arcade games.
I've played the arcade games
where they have the story in between.
Not the original.
Yep,
the original
has story.
No, the original was literally 100%. Just fighting.
The original one has story. They also, whenever that one was adapted to consoles and also the manual for the arcade game, it tells the story in there.
Okay, so there was no manual for the arcade game. You literally put a quarter in and you bought. That was literally the...
They had those old booklet shits that would tell you about the game.
Not the arcade.
Not back then.
No, it was literally a big arcade game that you put a quarter in and you just...
Well, more arcade.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, too. There was story in that game, too.
Not really, because I remember picking characters and just fighting.
Yeah, that's literally all you did. There was no storyline to it.
There was storyline in the single player.
Well, okay, in the arcade, you couldn't play single player like that. Because
that's the whole point of it. Was
you were
spending
25 cents to fight. That was it.
It's the ladder. The ladder in the games is you keep fighting the bad guy champions with the good guy champions.
And I never realized who the... Because you could pick anybody. So I never realized who the bad guys and good guys were. I obviously picked...
I always played Sub-Zero.
I played the chick.
Katana.
Probably Katana.
Katana is the one with the fans.
Yeah.
And
the side.
So if you in the movie, Katana's fan blades were actually in the background.
Yeah, so there were a couple of those.
There's
so.
Like a medallion that was from the games too.
Yeah.
Katana's not from the Earth Realm or the Outer Realm though, so it made sense for this movie at least.
Yeah,
it sets up for the future.
Yeah, she was from one of the other realms that...
She was from Eladia?
What's his name?
Which one?
The bad guy. The big bad.
Well, yeah, he had power over the other main five realms.
I forgot his name.
Shaolong?
No.
Shao Kahn?
Yeah.
Shokan.
Shang Tsung.
That doesn't sound right.
And I'm literally looking at it right here. Shang Tsung.
None of it sound right.
It's Shokan.
Shang Tsung is the emperor.
It's Shokan. He's the only one that I remember from those movies.
I think it's that guy that is like dragon.
Yeah,
Raiden's temple, Kino.
Yeah.
Tries to steal an amulet, and that amulet belongs to the elder god Shinnok. And then another artifact seen is the blue steel fan, and that fan is the personal weapon of Mortal Kombat warrior Katana, Melina's twin sibling.
Tyrant of the Outworld from Shokan.
So who was Melina?
He's not the emperor.
Melina.
He's just a big old tyrant guy.
Melina was the chick with the dislocating jaw, like the big mouth.
She was super creepy.
Yeah, no, she's the one with the creepy jaw.
So Katana was her twin, and her fan was in his temple.
Mm-hmm. Which means she was
they were on two different sides.
Earth realm.
She was for, so there's, like in the games, there's like six main realms, even though there's like a bunch, but they don't mention them. She's from Eladia, like Eladia.
Yeah.
And she rules over that one in the fourth game for some reason.
So I think there's 9 realms?
There's 18.
18?
There's 6 in the games. There's 18 in the lore.
Wow. For the movie, he had already conquered like 9 realms.
Right.
Or something
like
that. Yeah. He was still trying to conquer Earthrealm.
Yeah.
This movie sounds like it's one between some of the games whenever it comes to like story-wise. So
right.
It probably would have been the...
Yeah, I think they just took a bunch of information from all the games and made their own original story.
Yeah. Okay, so the original Mortal Kombat had the champions invited to an island.
Yeah.
And they got off the island and
you talking about the movie?
They got off the island and trained a little bit and then fought there at the island, which would have been kind of like the temple that Raiden's temple. Which was a little different this time because Raiden's temple was in the middle of a desert.
Yeah.
It was not an island.
No.
I don't think either of those are correct.
It's absolutely correct. This is one of the only things I freaking remember from the stupid movie.
No, I don't think either of those are correct to the game.
But but in the movie, the original movie, they invited these people who were like fighters.
Yeah.
And they came to the island. And then they got to train, and then they were told what they were there for. Whereas this one, they had the mark, and were kind of figuring out why they had the mark, and then the mark led them to the temple, which was in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Which was for this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was in the game.
Right. And one of the things that was kind of, like, it was very much, we knew it was going to happen, was the girl, I'm sorry.
Sonya Blade?
Yeah, Sonya Blade was obviously going to take the mark from Kano.
Yeah.
We already knew that. But I will say that Kano is one of my favorite characters in the movie. He's one of the...
I remember him being more metallic in the games.
Well,
he was. Earlier games, he was. He had the metal eye and then the metal arm, and he was like that in the very first movie.
Yeah.
But as the games evolved, some of that, some of those pieces went away, and he actually just had like an eyepiece instead of the whole side plate. He had just the eyepiece that shot lasers, which
is very weird.
It was weird for this movie just to have him have like a regular eye that literally just shot one laser out of one eye. That was his arcana.
Right. Well. The thing is that the movie wasn't that great. It was a B movie. It was a B movie in my book. The scripting was not wonderful. However, Kano was probably the only comedic relief that we had.
Yeah.
He was funny as shit. He was super asshole, and I loved him.
There was a lot. There was, like, every single other character was meant to be the awkward comedy, but whenever you have that much imbalance of it, it just made the movie awkward.
It did. Kano was funny, though. He had some really good lines. And it sucked because he was a dick, and I kind of at the same time wanted him to die. I was just waiting for her to kill him the whole time. Like, till he died, I was just waiting for the moment.
She is the perfect, because I was talking to her about the movie.
Right.
I've played the video games,
mm-hmm.
and I've also done some study for it, or whatever the word, research for it.
Yeah.
We were talking about it in the car, and there was multiple times where she was confused on different subjects of the movie.
Okay.
I think this movie was just such a fucking information overload. Like, just none of... I'm talking twice so much. This movie was such an information overload that, like, I kept up with it, but, like, it took so much effort just to keep up with the not-action parts.
I can see that for somebody that doesn't understand or hasn't played the video game before.
Yeah, because I told Austin, like, I literally haven't played the game since we were kids. Like,
right.
I played the original game, and that was it.
Yeah.
This was more than just, because we played them,
mm-hmm.
this was more than just you had to be there type thing with, like, video games.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, it's a video game movie. It's made for the people that played them. It was just packing as much fanfare into a movie as you can. And all that information was packed into little minutes where there wasn't action.
Right.
Which is hard for people that have not played the... Like, I didn't even know there was a storyline. I just picked a character we fought. Like,
yeah.
So I didn't even know, like... I will admit, there was a lot of time where we were switching sides a lot, and like, things were happening. Like, what?
Don't worry, you were,
who are you?
You were not listening out, though. I've read
the
stories
in
the
games. Is already kind of, like...
That's real shit.
Yeah. So
it's something that they can put there so that the fighting keeps going.
I will say, one of the things that I did not like about the movie was Liu Kang. In the original Mortal Kombat movie,
mm-hmm.
Liu Kang he's the hero. He's the savior. He's, you know, he's the big, bad, tough guy.
That's how it is for most of the games, too.
Right.
He dies at some point, but...
But in this movie, he was... For lack of better terms, kind of a little bitch.
A little bit.
You know, he was this quiet, meek type of person, like the personality that he had, which is kind of meek and mild and just kind of like, if you came up behind him and scared him, he'd jump. You know what I mean? But, and that's not who Liu Kang is.
I was about to say, original, he was the exact opposite or something.
Yeah.
He was
very careful.
And Liu Kang is one of the best fighters in Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
In the Mortal Kombat lore and in the Mortal Kombat story, which is why they chose it for the original movie.
Yeah, it made sense for him to die to the Emperor, but like nobody else probably would have been able to do that.
Right.
But
Liu Kang didn't die to the Emperor. Liu
I'm
Kang
actually
pretty sad
that because he had
power.
Such a...
No, that's Lai Ren.
No, that was
no.
Kung Lao.
I
looked up Liu Kang, and it was a guy with the red bandana with the fire powers.
Mm-hmm.
That one was Liu Kang.
There's too many foreign names. I'm going to look up.
Kung Lao got his soul sucked by the Emperor.
Which was gross and sad.
The
crazy
hat guy.
The razor hat.
I thought he was the ultimate champion.
So,
no.
In fun fact,
his name isn't the ultimate champion in the games, but like
in the movie,
yeah.
Kung Lao and Liu Kang are portrayed as cousins, and the actors who play them, Max Hung, who played Kung Lao, and Ludi Lin, who played Liu Kang, indeed do have some kind of informal familial relationship in real life. Both of them previously worked as members of Jackie Chan's stunt team, which in Chinese is actually known as Chan's Family Group.
I will say that Kung Lao was kind of a badass in this movie. Like, so...
Kung Pao is the movie.
Yeah, it's also a movie. Kung Pao into the fist.
Yeah.
So, one of the things that I really, really love about this movie, besides the gore, obviously.
There's a lot of gore.
There is a lot of gore in it. And it was true to the game.
Because
that was one of the biggest draws to the Mortal Kombat game was it was, when it first came out, it was the goriest game out there. And when you hit people, and you had the option both in the arcade and in the a console to take the gore off. But
lame.
It is. I mean, who's not going to keep the gore off?
Exactly.
I'm just not going to play the game. But.
But it had a lot of blood and it had a lot of gore. But what I liked is they had their brutality finishing moves in there. Like, Kung Lao split the bitch in half. Mm-hmm. Like, literally rode her into his hat.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Yeah. And
that's cool.
You got to see... Scorpion uses fire breath.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I was really hoping it wasn't going to replace his face whenever he put the mask back on. I was hoping he would just always be half skeletal face.
Which is what he is in earlier versions of the game.
Yeah, but then he was just like healing properties.
Yeah.
That was the big thing in this game, or in this movie. The healing, like, I don't know. Like, there was points in this movie where I thought, like, you shouldn't be walking. You should, like, be dead. Because, like, Kano got stabbed in the literal knee with his knife and then just pulls it out and walks it off like it's nothing.
Well, like, yeah, you're talking about Mortal Kombat, though.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they're trying to make this, like, a realistic movie, which it kind of has that feeling.
I would really hope not.
But... Well, I mean, Cole got his ass kicked in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then at the end, like, he was, like, looking pretty rough. And then when he washed up and stuff, he was fine. Like, he could go out and fight again.
Yeah. He's a champion, dude.
It was weird.
Got to be ready for the next time somebody selects
you. He got stabbed in the shoulder with the Sai, and then the next minute it wasn't there. Like, it's just paper.
And I will say the fight between Bi-Han and Hanzo at the beginning, they both literally just stabbed and cut the shit out of each other.
But they were two champions.
They were, but Bi-Han should not have been able to walk off the way they did after getting his ass kicked so much. And we see Hanzo crawling, but after he got stabbed in the gut and then... like, almost bisected up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he should have had, like, half of his guts coming out at that point. And he's still fighting.
Yeah. You're talking about Mortal Kombat. If you want to make a movie about a video game where these people get cut in half halfway through if you do your finisher too early, but then they can just keep walking it off. So that's what's going to happen in the movie. Because if you do your finisher too early, you break a guy's skull, you snap their neck, and then you rip their leg off. And then the next scene, they're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, this movie just felt like a huge, like, unplayable game, basically. Like, I think this movie would have been, like, 5 times better if they would have just added health bars in the top right and left corner. And it would have just been, like, Mortal Kombat that you can't play.
Although I will say it was kind of cool that Raiden just kind of... put everybody in their arenas, the separate arenas,
because mm-hmm.
that's where we got the Mortal Kombat feel.
Yeah, and it was okay.
Did you know that Ludi Lin is the second Black Power Ranger to be in Mortal Kombat?
Huh.
Johnny Young Bosch voiced Kung Jin in Mortal Kombat X and was previously the Black Power Ranger in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers back in 93,
mm-hmm.
while Lin had previously played Zack in Power Rangers 2017.
Huh.
Yeah.
And I actually really liked Ludi Lin.
Yeah.
I did like that character.
I did not like Liu Kang.
Liu Kang? No. No. Liu Kang's character was
Ludi Lin.
Bad. Ludi Lin played Liu Kang.
Okay, I liked it.
No,
he was
a bitch.
Yeah, I feel like it's like supposed to be like set up because he was obviously not the champion yet in this movie.
Right.
Somebody else that was a champion.
But they could have made him more confident, like Kung Lao.
I think that they were, and I get why they did it, and I hope that they choose that in the next movie, like they give him his own area. But I think the reason that they did it was so that he wasn't so powerful that Cole wouldn't get the limelight.
Right.
Which makes sense.
Right.
So the whole reason that they had Raiden, like, fully cut off with his powers. Because in the original one, he did, like, bend
Cole.
A little bit. What?
I think they shouldn't have just made Cole. Like, I don't know why they made a totally extra character. It fits the story.
No, it's a shit choice, but I'm just saying why they did it.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know why they made Cole if they already had Liu Kang, who was cool already.
Humanization.
They kind of put him on the back burner. I mean, they could have, like, built, like, Liu Kang could have been the Cole of this movie.
Right.
Like, if they were already bending, like, the Mortal Kombat story, why not just make Cole or Liu Kang and Scorpion, like, related.
I don't think that I think they were trying to kind of veer away from the original storyline of the movie, of the original Mortal Kombat movie, where, you know, Liu Kang has to discover his powers and everything and, you know, just, you know, figure out that he is the champion.
His whole little journey.
Yeah. And they had to give the journey to somebody else because they were trying to veer away from the original movie, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I just think it's a poor choice.
I mean, I think the whole movie was a poor choice, but they did it okay.
Yeah, I mean, Cole was a good character. Like, for what they did, it was okay.
Yeah.
But to me, this was just a fighting movie. It felt like Freddy versus Jason. Like just
yeah, I would not watch this movie for the story at all.
No.
Yeah. It just felt
like you
were
watching
the
movie for the gore in the face.
It's pretty much.
It was super. It was way gorier than I thought it would be. There were some really shocking moments in the movie.
Yeah, and so the thing is that's typical of James Wan, though. You know, and I know he didn't direct it, but he was a producer, and it was his company that, kind of put money towards the movie and stuff like that. James Wan likes to do a lot of that gore,
that shocking. There's that word again, typical. James Wan, starting to turn into the word, he's just shit. he's not making a track record with me at all. Like, I'm not even going to lie.
Like, the only gore part that, like, really, like, made me, like, not really squeamish, but just kind of like, ooh, was when Jax got his arms ripped off. And usually whenever you see somebody get their arm cut off or something like that, it's just, like, a clean cut or it's just tore off. But this, his bone was sticking out. Like, you don't normally see that. And that kind of, like, made me, like, ooh, why would you show that? Just show me that his arms are gone. I'd be fine with that. But you had to show that his bone was still there.
So I will say that
that's gross.
The gore in this movie, especially with I don't remember her name, the chick with the wings, Natara.
I have no clue.
Anyway, when Kung Lao split her in half,
that was so freaking awesome.
That that scene honestly reminded me of the scene in one of the Saw movies. I'm going to say either 5 or 6, where the people had to put their arm in the, their hand in the saw. That's what I'm talking about. I had to split it.
It is 5.
Yeah, 5? Okay. Yeah. It reminded me a lot of that scene, simply because the graphics of the CGI was roughly the same.
Okay. Yeah, that gives me a good reference.
And, you know, when the freezing of Jax's arms reminded me of number 3, where the chick gets frozen.
They say, they said his wounds were cauterized. Cauterization is with heat.
Yeah. I wasn't going to point that out.
Maybe,
but
it was so cold that it was hot.
It was, it was freezer burnt. They could have used any other word.
Yeah.
The gore in this movie, I like the comparison to Saw, but Saw's gore is so practical and so realistic. But I'd say almost all the gore in this movie was CGI, and you could kind of tell that it was CGI.
That was a problem that I had with the movie, was that some of the CGI was horrible. It was horrible.
But if they
it
were making this
jumpy
movie,
at best.
They would have made a prosthetic body and filled it with stuff and then done it that way. So it had like that real feeling to it.
I don't know.
Right.
It would have been really hard. You're talking about a guy who threw his saw hat into the floor, grabbed the flying girl from the air, brought her down, and then skateboarded across his saw.
Which was actually kind of cool.
It would have been really hard to make that
practical. Well, and those parts didn't
bother me. I'm not saying practical,
me.
But they could have made it look a little bit better. Because it looks like they pulled that straight out of the video game.
Yeah.
Right, but those gore parts didn't bother me as much as, like, the dude with 6 arms. And then
forearms,
whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care.
He's a descendant of Shokan.
Right, and then when Jax with his metal arms before he changed, there was so much jumpiness in that CGI, like you could plainly see it.
It was
horrible.
It was almost stop motion.
Yeah, it was horrible.
It was almost Terminator.
Yeah, it was very like. I don't know. It just, you could plainly see it. It was very bad.
Yeah.
There were some bad ones. There was definitely some bad ones.
Especially with him.
The sets were amazing, though. The CGI sets, like the background.
Yeah.
They were really good. I think that's where they put all the work. But they were really good.
Jax was the worst for me. Like, his, when they took his arms away and then added the initial metal arms, those scenes, him like that, were the worst for me. Like, I don't know why it was so bad, but it was horrible.
Yeah, I didn't pick up on it.
It was bad.
It just looked weak on purpose.
I did want to point out a fun fact, though.
Okay.
So the wall of information in the temple showcases 2 items referring to Mortal Kombat fighters.
Okay.
A picture of a Native American, which refers to the Native American fighter Nightwolf.
Yeah.
And then a picture of an Aztec statue who resembles the Aztec fighter Kotal Kahn. Which is kind of cool.
I guess, They don't have a big list of human fighters to pick from.
Well, and they are definitely setting up for another film,
so,
you know, because obviously Cole reveals that he's going to Hollywood to look for another fighter.
Yeah.
That fighter is revealed to be Johnny Cage, suggesting that he will appear in the next film.
So, Greg Russo, I had an interview with Greg Russo earlier today, who is one of the screenplay writers. So, they originally... So they're planning on making this a trilogy.
Oh,
but,
do you know what? We're so confident. Let's call the next one Annihilation. Let's do it.
No,
out of the gate. We're amazing at this.
What they did with this movie is they made it a standalone movie just in case
it
doesn't
horrible.
Do well and
but
people don't like it and
I,
you can't get funding
for okay, so I will tell you this. The amount of streaming viewers for this movie was phenomenal.
So, I was reading some facts. I've got them on the page, and I might have to bring them up.
Yeah. Reviews are what matter for HBO Max, so.
Right.
Hopefully it doesn't. So, talking money here for 1 week. So, let me see if I can get down to it.
What is a 6.4 out of 10 on IMDb?
So, the movie cost... Hold on, where's the budget on here?
I would say that this movie was solid 4.
So the movie was See if I can find the article real quick. So the budget for the movie, I want to say, was like $20,000 or something like that. Hold on, I've got the article. Here it is. Okay. Hold on. Let me bring up the article. Okay. Sorry. Okay. So. Mortal Kombat brought in $22.5 million in its domestic opening.
That was in the USA.
Yeah, and currently sits at 21.2. This is before all the numbers.
Worldwide gross, 50.
Okay, so this was actually a couple of days ago.
$50.1 million
this was,
worldwide.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about how that's not that much.
For a weekend, though?
Yeah.
For a weekend.
For the first opening weekend, that's not bad.
And we have to remember that HBO Max paid the studio, Warner Brothers, to stream it on their...
Which they are doing because they are cutting out the middleman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
so worldwide, that's 20 plus...
Yes.
Yeah. So it's 22 domestic, 31 globally, for a cumulative gross of 50 total.
Mm-hmm.
And it had an alleged budget of around $55 million. So they've already made their money back.
Right.
The money that HBO Max gave them, and the opening, the worldwide opening, they've already made their money back, which shows Warner Brothers New Line, Warner Brothers New Line Cinema, and Atomic Monster that there's enough interest.
I mean, I
to
think
do another.
I
here's the thing, though. I think maybe
I hope they change the reviews, because obviously a bunch of people are going to get the streaming service and be like, well, it's on here. It's free.
I mean, the reviews aren't horrible. And the thing is, I think this is, as we go further into the year, and especially since HBO Max is now out there grabbing these new movies, I think one of the things we have to look at is there were no other really new movies.
Right.
People are bored, and smart people are still staying home. They're not going to theaters. So the downloads were astronomical.
Yeah.
Because
we
people wanted to see a new movie.
Yeah,
people wanted to see a movie. We're bored.
And people have been waiting for Mortal Kombat for...
They didn't have their budget. Their budget was $55 million. They're a couple million.
They'll get
their
budget
was $55 million.
Right.
Yeah. But we're still in Sunday, though. $50 million is what the gross.
Box office open, they
yeah.
need their growth. Usually it beats your growth.
They haven't.
Yeah. But they will.
But we haven't
but
finished the weekend yet.
Right.
So.
They'll be able to pay the actors. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Or recover from paying the actors.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, I don't think it was really, I mean, that's a huge budget for this movie. That's way more than I thought that they would
spend. Well, you got to figure a lot of the budget probably went into.
Yeah.
They didn't have big
things. Whenever you said $20,000, I agreed with it because I thought you missed. And I was like, oh, yeah, the CGI in this movie was shit. And
their budget is actually fairly surprising for the quality that they did put out.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will say, though, fun fact.
Although $55 million, honestly, and we'll get there, $55 million is actually a small budget for a movie.
It is,
when
but their,
look at,
their quality should have been better.
Sure, but
right, but we look at movies that have really good CGI, and they're in the hundreds of millions.
Well, then they shouldn't have bit off more than they can chew.
It was a downplay for them.
And it was shit.
It was a downplay for them. And that was the disappointing part, is they had a here's the thing that I have a problem with. At $55 million, they didn't have huge names in there. It's not like they were paying Tom Cruise to play a ninja. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
They had small budget actors. So
that $55 million should have given them better quality.
I would agree with that.
That's all I'm going to say on that.
Yeah.
The fun fact I was going to say, though, Melina's facial features were based on KISS member Gene Simmons' makeup.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And I was a little confused because, I mean, again, I haven't played the game in forever.
Yeah.
So when she first came on screen, I was like, what the hell is that? Then when I saw her mouth freaking open up, I was like, oh.
It's that bitch.
Yeah.
It's that bitch.
Fun fact, Scorpion's Fire Breath, also based on KISS.
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
I was joking.
It's so cool.
Although it probably is.
And I did love the moment in the movie where Scorpion came out when he came up from hell.
Yeah.
And said, get over here. Like, that was the moment I was waiting for in the whole movie.
That's typical. I mean, that is the most iconic line in Mortal Kombat.
When you think of Scorpion, you think of that line.
Yeah, like, I was just waiting for that.
That was the only Mortal Kombat line that I was okay with in the movie. The flawless victory that... Liu Kang said, and the fucking teenager rebellious stage, I am Sub-Zero, that Sub-Zero says to Shosong, the Emperor.
Oh, Shang Tsung.
Shang Tsung.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy as shit.
I am no longer Bi-Han, I am Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, and then it cut off, and I was like, there was
definitely cringy moments in the movie where I was just like, yeah.
So we all agreed that the script.
It was cringy.
Yeah. It was a little cringy.
Whenever he cut the girl in half and then was like, flawless victory.
But I like that. I did like that, though.
What the fuck?
Well, he should have said, because it wasn't a flawless victory, because he did get his ass kicked. What he should have said was fatality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you should have said. Or brutality.
Yeah, so
I think
that
move falls on as a fatality.
Yeah, it's a fatality or it's a brutality.
And, I mean, he's
cut
in half.
Yeah, and then the kind of snuck in there from fucking Shun Song. You're going to have to remind me again.
Shang Tsung.
Wow. They fucking snuck in there. All right, finish them. And I was like...
Finish them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Finish them.
He didn't say it like that.
I know.
Like, finish them, please.
just go ahead and finish them off, will you?
Finish them off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They tried to sneak in as many Mortal Kombat lines as they could, and I was like...
I will say, in the original Mortal Kombat movie, they did have the Mortal Kombat lines, but they were presented a lot better. Because Shang Tsung does say, you know, flawless victory. He does say... fatality.
Because he's the answer in the original.
Yeah,
And he does say...
Finish him. Yeah.
Which is what I liked about the original movie, is that it had those iconic lines in it, and they spit out.
Yeah, but that was a movie built around the actual games as well, though. And this one, it just didn't match it. Like, there was no place to put them, and they didn't put them in any good place. They just didn't.
No, they could have done better, except for, of course, Scorpion.
It was still cringy the way they set it up, but it was the only okay line because I like the person that played Scorpion.
I did too. And I thought it was really cool because he had the same like guttural voice.
Get over here.
It definitely fit that role, and I was like, that's freaking awesome. Like,
also,
that was the only moment in the whole movie that I was like, yes.
It was really cool because the original voice actor is American, and the person that played him in this movie was obviously of Asian descent with a real Asian accent.
Yes.
It was good. It was cool hearing it from somebody that actually made sense with the voice.
Yeah, it was really cool. I actually really liked the Scorpion character, like, from the beginning of the movie when he fought to where he came back from hell and fought him. Like, I actually really liked that guy.
Yeah.
I will say... one of the moments that kind of disappointed me from the movie was the theme song.
What about it?
I'm used to, and this is just me, so I've said it 100 times, and I'll say it 100 times, again. One of my guilty pleasures is the original Mortal Kombat movie. It is such a bad movie. The acting is shit. The choreography is shit. The CGI is shit.
It's real shit.
But it's one of my... It is one of my guilty pleasures. I like it. Just because it's one of my childhood favorites.
When I think of video game movies, I do not think of Mortal Kombat. It's like... That'll be my weekend blockbuster.
No, but it's one of those movies that I can just watch and be like, okay, I know it's crap, but it's a guilty pleasure for me.
Yeah.
And I love the really heavy bass, heavy guitar music in the beginning, you know, and then they scream Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
You know, that is Mortal Kombat to me. And this one, it had kind of the same beat, but it was downplayed a lot.
Well, it had the original 8-bit beat, but it was EDM'd, which is, you know, I thought it sounded good. it sounded like people do it a lot. It's whenever you change other theme songs to a video game theme song, they often do 8-bit dubstep. And
yeah.
It sounds like that.
I was about to say parody, but no.
No. But yeah, like that is what it sounds like. And I thought it sounded good. Like the ending theme, I thought it sounded good.
I mean, I'm not saying that it was bad. It was just, I guess, maybe slightly disappointing for me because I'm used to the other one. Like the other one.
Yeah, well, like
for me,
even,
the other one is,
even with, I don't even think of it being heavy guitar or heavy bass. I think of the original Mortal Kombat, which is an arcade game. Like, they didn't have any of that. It was just...
Boop, 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 boop. Well,
yeah.
Yeah,
it was 8-bit sound.
What about you, Alex? What do you think? Oh, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Okay. You're logged in here twice. I don't know why.
Cause the audio cut out, and then I had to restart my computer. I don't know why I'm logged in twice for, because I'm only logged in once on my computer.
Okay. Well,
but,
now we've got the right one going. Okay. So.
The theme song, I don't know. I thought it was cool. Like, I like how they had it at the end. How Austin said they kind of, like, modernized it a little bit. And I thought it was cool. Like, it was appreciated.
Okay.
I know. The rest of the music in the movie was kind of forgettable. Like, I don't know. I can't really think of a part where I was like, yeah, that part had some pretty dope music. But the end, like the credits and stuff, was cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, overall, and we're actually going to go into our final act here. In the next couple minutes.
I told you we were only going to need an hour for it.
I mean, we could have gone longer.
I don't think I would have.
But overall, for me, as a blockbuster Hollywood movie,
yeah,
I don't think it was good.
I don't think it was either. For the amount of hype and like, oh, we're going to do a rebirth and it's going to be the resurgence of this movie.
Yes, it was slightly disappointing on that end.
Yeah.
As
I kind
of
hope they don't make more.
Well, I'm hoping for a second one just because I love the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't love the movie. I like the movie.
He's the type of person that plays Mortal Kombat.
As a video game movie, it was okay. There are definitely some that are a lot better. Resident Evil, Silent Hill.
Ready Player One.
Great.
Sonic, I would say, was better for me.
Yeah, I agree. I think there are some that
I'd put
are...
Assassin's Creed above this. Assassin's Creed.
I never actually watched it.
I would agree with Toby.
I probably bought it for you.
That's
because
two sides of the coin, which means their two sides make me, so I'm just going to have to agree.
I thought you got Assassin's Creed as a movie gift.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
You did. We just never watched it.
Yeah, we didn't watch it.
It was a long time ago when it first came out.
The Assassin's Creed movie was really shit, but it, from the feedback I have heard about Mortal Kombat, it is better than this.
Not as shit as this.
Warcraft was a good one.
Warcraft was definitely interesting.
Yeah. And I will say, I
really,
would say
you
this
should.
Detective Pikachu was great.
It was
alright.
She was pretty okay.
It's better than Street Fighter.
Yes.
This movie was better than Dead or Alive, Hitman, most of the Tomb Raider.
Yep.
Max Payne. It wasn't better than Rampage, especially for just a destruction movie, like a movie about nothing.
Yeah.
But like it visually appealing. Far Cry was shit. Like, it's better than some.
I didn't even
movies.
Know they made a Far Cry movie.
Neither did I.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's right in the middle with video game movies.
Yeah.
As a Mortal Kombat movie, for me it was amazing.
It's the best one they've made.
I mean, obviously.
You got three to pick from. Choose wisely. I'll pick dog number three.
It's like a turd, and a polished turd.
It was still a...
I said the same fucking analogy. Gold spray-painted shit.
Wasn't a horrible movie. There's a lot of things that they could have done a lot better, obviously. But... For the time that they had, for the budget that they had, and with COVID interfering and all that, it wasn't horrible. I mean, not like one of those, oh my God, I can never watch this movie again movies, because I actually tried to watch Annihilation again. I got 5 minutes into it, was like, yeah, now I know why this movie is shit.
Yeah, I got 5 minutes into this, and I was like, I'm not sure if I can do this. But then it picked up a little bit.
Well, I mean, the first 7 minutes, the opening scene is, in my mind, probably the best.
I'm talking
scene
about after
movie.
That,
because
that part was released beforehand, so I kind of saw that as like a beforehand. But whenever it got after that part, I was like, oh man, this is gonna be a tough one.
Yeah, if they would have continued the movie the way they did the opening scene, it would have been. Sorry. It would have been a lot better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But overall, I thought it was... I didn't think it was bad. And with that in mind...
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the final act.
All right. We're going to go ahead and start with Miss Angel tonight and her final act. What did you like about the movie? What did you not like about the movie? Would you watch it again? Would you recommend it?
I mean... To be honest, I literally went into this movie with zero expectations and zero excitement. Because I only had one movie to go off of.
Yeah.
And when it started, when the movie started, I was like, like, are they going to stick with just the Asian theme? Because that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, you can't, especially with
I didn't really remember a lot of that.
Right.
So I was just like, that's kind of cool that, like, how are we going to get to the fighting part? Like, what's happening here? How do we get to modern day? I didn't hate the movie, and I really thought I would. I mean, honestly, I was not looking forward to watching this, but I didn't hate it. I thought it was pretty campy in some parts, and there were definitely lines that I was like, oh, my God, like, really? My favorite character was Gino, which is sad because he's just a super dick. I don't know. I liked the new story. I liked seeing them develop the characters in a different way. I liked seeing... The only part I really, really hated was that we never actually got to the tournament.
That's supposed to be... So...
Right, but we led up to it and never got there.
Okay, so... In the trilogy, movie one is supposed to be leading up to the tournament. Movie two is the tournament. They're still looking for champions at the end. And then movie three is after the tournament.
So, I mean, I really liked how some of the characters looked. I loved seeing their finishing moves. That's always a big thing in these kind of movies. Like, I thought that was kind of cool. One of my favorite characters is Scorpion. And I knew it was him from the beginning when he first started with that rope and his gung-ho. I liked how he developed.
Continuing on? I'm gonna make a rule, no filters.
after the fact.
No, I thought it was a lot. I really did enjoy it more than the first one that I saw. I would recommend it to people that like video game movies and maybe want to see a different version of the Mortal Kombat movie. I would watch it again, I suppose. I wouldn't vote for it like on movie night. I wouldn't be like, hey, we have to watch this movie again.
Right.
But I would watch it again because obviously I missed some shit somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's about it. Like, I did not hate the movie.
Okay.
And I expected to hate the movie.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. Alex, your final act.
Oh, man. There was parts about this movie that I liked. I liked the fighting. The gore was pretty cool. You know, just things here and there that were good. But last week when we were talking about James Wan, we got onto like a tangent about Mortal Kombat. And me and Austin said this movie could prove us wrong about the thing. Like, how bad it is. It did not prove us wrong at all. I think they need to stop making these sorts of movies. It's almost like if the studio has money, then it's like, here, this is what you're going to get. And I kind of hope they don't make another one. I couldn't stand Sonya Blade. I thought her character was useless. She had zero development. She had zero development whatsoever. And then, the way she got her Arcana thing, like her magic thing, was never explored. Like, everybody else had to go through, like, some type of trial or something. But she literally just killed Kano, got her mark, and got her Arcana, and that was it. I don't know. I feel like this movie was written by a 10-year-old who liked fighting. I was like, this is what we need to do.
Yeah,
and
then
like
10-year-old.
Monkey with a symbol.
This movie was written by 10-year-olds. And then, like, their dad stepped in.
By 10-year-olds, so that's good.
And then their dad stepped in and was like, hey, maybe we did some of this. And that was, like, the first 7 minutes. After the first 7 minutes, the movie was absolutely awful. But there is something about this movie that makes me, like, gravitate towards it. For some reason, I don't know what it is, but yeah, I'd watch this movie again. I'd give it like a 4.5 out of 10, and I would not recommend it to anybody at all whatsoever. Even if you like video game movies, I wouldn't recommend it. But the actors who played in this movie were really good. Like, I think they did their best for what they were handed, especially Scorpion.
I'm Scorpion.
I thought his character was very well done. And he was, I think, the biggest actor in this movie. Because he was in, like, the Wolverine movie, and he was in previous movies that were blockbuster movies. But, yeah. Wouldn't recommend it to many people. I might watch it again. I don't know. I might have to be, like, super bored to watch it. But
look at us when you're talking, Alex. It's rude not to make eye contact.
That's my final eye.
It's surrounded by fucking children here.
Awesome.
Right. I'm ready to do mine. So.
Speak, boy.
You look like somebody, but I'm not going to say it. What that previous filter, but go on.
If this movie was the first 5 minutes of it, then I would be pretty okay with it. Like, if the whole movie was based on that, I would have loved this movie. That would have been so much cool shit. But no, it just was really disappointing, honestly. It was disappointing, and I didn't have expectations for it. But, like, they set it up with this amazing beginner and then just immediately let me down.
Yeah. If they did the movie how they did the first 5 minutes, then it would have been a pretty good movie.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the fight choreography between Scorpion and Sub-Zero was phenomenal. Like those two actors,
yeah.
I think all the actors did very well in their fight choreography, but those two specifically did very well. I give big props to them because I feel like they actually tried.
Yeah, I very much enjoyed their area of the movie, both times that they were on screen together. That was probably my favorite time watching.
Those were the only two good points, in my opinion. And the rest
Honestly, because
those
they put in the trailer as well.
The whole movie.
Yeah, they put in the trailer as well. So like, those two parts were like, everything else was the filler for those areas.
Hey, you know what? To save you 2 hours of your life, just go watch the trailer.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you pretty much get the story from the trailer. It's just people fighting and beating
the
crap out of each other.
The fucking first 7 minutes that they released, because that was this. That was what we're talking about, because they knew it was the only good part.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. You don't have to watch the whole movie. Just the first 7 minutes and the last 7 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And you'll be all right.
The first 7 minutes and the last 7 minutes. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think there was a lot of unredeeming qualities about this movie.
We're gonna review Mortal Kombat. Yeah, Mortal Kombat. And then it's like Mortal Kombat. Woohoo. So excited.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be though. Like it could have been so much worse.
It could have
been Annihilation worse.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would not recommend it. I probably won't watch it again. I probably won't watch the next one even if we have to review it. I'll just say it's shit and then I'll leave my day. And then I will bidet my asshole from this movie. All right, on to the next person.
Okay, so I really liked the gore in this movie. I liked the finishing moves. I liked the brutality, and I liked how they just kind of went that next step further.
I would agree on everything besides the gore. The gore looked like it was like they used the video game engine and the video game graphics to make the gore in this movie. Like I think that's seriously what they did.
The quality of gore I can agree with. I like the amount of gore. I like gore in movies that are supposed to have
gore. I can only think of like two parts that were like extremely gory. Other than that, it was,
it was definitely an eh.
Like, it was a lot of slashing and stabbing gore. It wasn't like... I mean, the guy got his arms ripped off, and then the girl got sawed in half, and then the guy got his soul sucked out. But other than that...
In the beginning, there was a lot of blood gore.
Yeah.
Blood gore, but not visual gore. Like, we couldn't see, like, the inside of people's bodies like you can in the game.
I mean, Goro.
Yeah. Yeah, when Sonya does that thing, you, like, see through the spine and stuff, which makes no sense because the ring carved out her body but left her spine completely intact. It was weird.
That's what happened.
Right, but when we saw Cole defeat Goro, when we saw his guts come out, we saw his arm chopped off and all that. So, I mean, there was a fair amount of gore, and the quality of the visual effects was very low.
Yeah, it was not very good. It was video game quality. I'm not even talking about a new video game. It was, like, pre-Mortal Kombat X, like, type of gore quality. I was kind of disappointed. Amount was good.
Yeah.
I think they went quantity over quality on this one.
Really loved the first the first part of the movie. It set up the rivalry between Scorpion and Sub-Zero, and I like how they put that in, because they don't really touch on that in either one of the other movies. They don't touch on the gore aspect, or not the gore aspect, the rivalry between Sub-Zero and Scorpion. We didn't even get a rivalry until much later. We were always led to believe that they were brothers or cousins or something like that for a long time in the video games.
It's always just been kind of like, hey, I hate you. You did something wrong, but I'm not going to say what it was that you did wrong.
Right, and we really didn't get a like an answer until much later on in the video games and then in this movie.
And there's another Mortal Kombat. It's an animated. It's called Scorpion's Revenge. It kind of touches base on it.
Yeah. But I would have liked a little bit of backstory on how how Bi-Han got his cold powers. I mean, did he get his what is it called? His arcana early?
I would assume that he's a very old fighter, because unlike everyone else, he lived centuries to hunt down the other people.
Right, but
yeah, I mean,
he
is a champion, and he, I think the lore is that, like, Hanzo and Bi-Han are from two different, like, ninja tribe things.
Yeah, they're from
like
different
kind of
clans.
Rivals.
Yeah.
Well, they're from, like,
and,
completely different clans. A Chinese
yeah.
and a Japanese.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I think
maybe
that gets explored a little bit. That's the thing.
Yeah,
we don't know where half these people's powers came from. Like, what was his name? Liu Kang, the fire guy?
He said where he got his from.
He said where he got his mark from, but his powers just kind of came after that.
Yeah.
It was because he had already had all that martial training, so he was like, got it, brother.
With, like, Sub-Zero, I think one of the answers we got was it was a birthright with his family or some shit.
Yeah, but they don't explore it in this movie, and that's...
I just don't think they had enough time to.
I mean, it's a minor issue,
but
it's still one of those things that, you know, we're left to...
I don't think it's a plot hole. I think it's really just a thing that they, like, a thing that we want answered, but I don't think it needs to be answered.
Right. Well, but, I mean, there was a lot. The storyline was kind of rough and kind of choppy.
Written by a 10-year-old.
Yeah. But overall, for me, the movie wasn't bad. It was exactly what I was expecting.
Mortal Kombat movie now.
Yeah, I didn't have high expectations going into this movie.
I didn't either.
I really wasn't a fan of the CGI. I wish they would have tried harder on the CGI.
I think they put a lot of the CGI into the monsters and into the landscape and not enough into, like, the smaller details. I think that's what we're used to is companies putting all their time and energy into making large-scale, detailed CGI things, like Marvel, so they can totally make, like, a whole room or a whole city out of CGI and it looks real.
Yeah.
This $55 million budget is most likely rushed, and it came out, like...
It could have been...
This movie could have came out, like, 10 years ago, and you wouldn't know the difference.
Right. It could have
came out
better.
15 years ago, and you wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah. As far as watching it again, I'm going to probably watch it again. I mean, we may watch it tonight, just because Joey hasn't seen it.
I might just watch it by myself if we don't.
Okay. I mean,
I wouldn't subject the whole house to that.
I mean, everybody else can.
Fair game.
You know, they can go their separate ways. I'll watch it again. And as far as recommending it, I mean, if you're a fan of the Mortal Kombat movies, if you're a fan of the game, if you want to watch this, go ahead and watch it.
Watch at your own risk.
I'm not going to go to work and be like, oh my God, you got to watch this movie. But if somebody asks me, you know, how was the movie, I'm going to give my honest opinion and be like, as a blockbuster, it's crap. As a video game movie, it's right there in the middle. As a Mortal Kombat movie, it's good. You know, if you want to watch the movie,
sums up what Mortal Kombat is. Like, I don't even want to go, like, get a Mortal Kombat game and play. Like, if I want to experience, like, the Mortal Kombat experience, I'd just put this movie on. Like, this kind of soiled Mortal Kombat's reputation just a tad bit.
I didn't like Raiden's eyes. Raiden's eyes fucked me
The constant glowing was annoying. Like,
I was
waiting
for
him
to... I think it would have been better if it was just his iris.
To go away. Yeah.
When
you have the eyes in the background. Cool.
Well, like Thor, his eyes light up when he's angry and using his powers, and then they go away when he's normal. But this guy is, like, always, like,
honestly, I think this filter does it better than the movie did.
Probably.
But, I mean,
not gonna lie.
Overall, it wasn't a horrible movie. You know, I'm not going to say go watch it. If you want to see it, go see it. If you don't want to watch it, you're not missing anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's
some really good fight scenes and fight choreography. If you like that stuff,
yeah.
Right on for you.
You know, I don't want anybody being like, oh, well, you know, Dan suggested the movie and it's crap. I'm never going to listen to him again. You know, watch it your own risk, obviously. So.
This is going to be my permanent one. I really like this one.
It's kind of cool. All right. So we are down to the last few minutes of the show. I do want to thank all of my hosts tonight. Want to thank Miss Angel for being here.
Of course.
Austin.
Yep.
Joby for joining us in the studio tonight to listen and add his knowledge of the Mortal Kombat universe.
It was a pleasure.
Anne, who's somewhere down there that literally just said hi and bye tonight. And Alex.
She said hi and then hi.
And, you know, obviously Alex in the great state of Michigan.
Yep. No problem.
So, and I want to thank all of our listeners and all of our followers and all of our supporters from the bottom of the hearts of everybody here at Wiki Curiosity Media and Behind the Screen Radio Show. We want to say thank you for all the support that you've ever given us and the continuous support that you give us. We do truly love you guys. We do appreciate it. Remember, support your veterans, fire, police, and EMS. They're out there putting their lives every day on the lines for you. Don't judge the 99% by the 1%. There are a lot of good ones out there. And as always, please, please, be safe, be smart. We want you back here every night that we broadcast on Wiki Curiosity Media. Are we having a show Tuesday night for Falling from Grace podcast?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Okay. And we will be having a Cinephiles on Wednesday night. I believe the guy in glasses is coming back Friday night, Friday afternoon, actually, for Note by Note at a new time, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
So, you know, stay tuned to his page and the Wiki Curiosity Media page for the announcement. So...
maybe 2 p.m. Pacific.
It'll
be
4. 4 and
1.
Two.
3 hours. 3 hours behind.
Yeah. 4 is here.
4 is Eastern.
2 is Central.
No,
one.
3 is Central.
3 is Central. And then 2 would be Pacific.
No, 2
one.
Is Mountain. 2 is Mountain. 2
is Mountain.
Pacific.
I've been lied to.
Yeah. 3
probably.
Hours behind.
James got the 1.
All right. All right. I hope you all have a good night. We'll see you next week.
Have a good night, everybody.
Be safe.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
I like to say good night to the nice people.
I like chocolate.
And we will see you Wednesday.
Down, it's just you and me. You cut me off and say you're tired of talking. not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave. These will be our last words. Then the chance will be lost, and I ain't too proud. If you loved me, you would hold me and never let me go. If you loved me, you would tell me you never want me to be alone. If you cared at all, you
if you love me.